Microphones on.
It means preserved jam.
Here we are. We're jamming. We're ready. We're ready to go. You know, you look wonderful tonight, Bridget.
That was a great song.
So we've got a really good selection of jams coming up for you tonight. You know, some classics, some new stuff. We've also got our lovely trainees with us again tonight, and they'll be curating some jams for us. Yeah, we've got Jack and Peter and Allie, but Allie is at ATO Rush. Boo, Allie. ATO. I mean, Rush ATO, but also she's late. She's late to the jams. Lame. Totally lame.
WMFO at ATO right now.
Yeah. Probably not. I bet you. Wouldn't that be cool if they were playing WMFO at ATO Rush?
Oh my God.
Let's tell them to do it. So, you know, by the way, this is Preserve Jams, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So let's kick it off with a good oldie but goodie, you know? We got it running. Here we go. Woohoo.
Gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever known near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you. Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you.
Good classic. I think Eleanor is swell. You know, I think that the Turtles sound a lot like the Beatles, and you can call in and tell me what you think. I'm gonna have my fun friends here say hi, because they're great, and tell me your name again.
This is Peter. Hi. It's a pleasure to be back on the show.
Hi, Peter. We're so happy to have you back.
Hello, I'm Jack. I'm back again.
Jack is back. And of course we have Bridget. So I was just asking them, but then I decided to save the the conversation for radio banter, because, like, you know, you can never have enough radio banter. So what is everyone's plan for Valentine's Day? Do we hate it? Do we love it? Is it a day of love? Is it a day of hatred? I mean, today is Galentine's Day.
The highlight of my day was being tagged in a Galentine's Day post on Instagram by everyone's favorite DJ, Anatoly.
Hey, that's me. I tagged all my friends because women are strong and beautiful and encouraging and just so, so wonderful. So everyone take a moment to thank all your lady friends out there.
All your gals.
But as for Valentine's Day, what are our opinions? Enlighten me.
Me and that special someone at Odds Falk, who I think is listening right now, hopefully, we've decided it's a Hallmark holiday for sure. But yeah. Decided just to embrace it anyway and just go right for it.
Good.
And ignorance is bliss, I guess. So yeah, I think I'm feeling the love.
Good.
I always enjoyed Valentine's Day.
I'm so glad. You got to go all out. Get her like roses, teddy bears in all her classes. Oh yeah, definitely.
Deal. Oh yeah.
Treat that girl right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. What about you, Jack?
I'm not a particularly big fan of Valentine's Day, honestly. Mm-hmm. Seems kind of like non-genuine love for the sometimes.
Interesting.
A lot of the time, I mean, I'm not trying to, I'm sure you have a very genuine relationship with your girlfriend, Peter.
I appreciate that.
I just think it's kind of gratuitous to have a special day to celebrate that special someone when you should probably just do that every day.
Oh, my gosh. That was like poetic, Jack. Wow. I really liked that. Wow, I'm going to think about that for a while. Bridget, what about you?
Oh, I'm wicked into it.
Yeah?
Yeah. My ARD just got me a little Valentine's gift to all my residents.
Ooh. So
you live on Carm, third floor, watch out. I think they're
the
kind you gave out in middle school. School, but elementary school, like the little ones.
You know, I liked elementary school Valentine's Day because everyone got a Valentine, mm-hmm. and no one would feel like discriminated against. Like you just had to give everyone in your class a Valentine, even that like weird kid like that no one liked. Like I was that weird kid. I was also that weird kid. You should have seen me in elementary school, kiddos.
Oh, I used to go in on those. My mom would make me work on those for hours and hours.
Hours?
Yeah. She should have.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Individualized pens wrapped with everyone's name.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we would wrap like string around them and roll beads off the end, and everyone had their name. And if they played a sport, they got like a little basketball or a little baseball. Oh, days of preparation.
That is just a lot of work, and I love it.
Everyone, for the whole school.
Yeah.
Wow, the whole entire school?
I started working.
Or just your
thousand Valentines.
No, just for my class. Oh, okay. Probably like 20 kids.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing. Great. Well, we're going to let you guys ponder upon these Valentine's Day ruminations. So if you want, you can call in and tell us what you think about Valentine's Day. You can do that. I'm going to figure out how to pick up the phone here. So we're going to keep on going. We're going to rock and roll like we do always. Woohoo.
laid in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying.
Bridget has just asked me if I want to be a teacher, and I think I'm a really bad teacher because I'm not doing a very good job training my lovely friends here. So that was It's Too Late by Carole King. So over the break, my parents and I went to go see Beautiful, the Carole King musical on Broadway, and let me tell you, it was the best thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, if you like Carly Simon, James Taylor, oh my gosh. I don't know how I hadn't listened to Carole King before, but I really love her. You know, especially Tapestry. Listen to that straight through and you will just, oh my gosh, your heart will go a flutter. So my mother, Mary Lou Tolette, would like a shout out because she is currently stuck on the island of Vinyl Haven, Maine. And because of a blizzard, she's unable to get a ferry off of the island. And so she has cabin fever, apparently.
You know, that's kind of the plot to the third series of Unfortunate Event book.
Oh my gosh.
That I watched over break on Netflix.
Yeah. So what's going to happen to her next?
A wide window? Well, Not good things.
Not good things. Unfortunate events.
Yeah.
Unfortunate events. That makes sense.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure you'll be great, Mrs. Tillett.
Yeah. Mom, Jess says, Anna discovers 70s songwriters. Yep, I did. I discovered it. I'm the first one. So now Jack is going to play a song because we're gonna put it on. He's got to find it on Spotify. So I'll sing a song for you guys while he found it. Just kidding. Okay.
What do I do?
Ready? What you do? We have learners. We're gonna learn how to jam.
Okay.
So what you do is
Aux One, right?
It's on Aux One, and you press play You press play on here, and then well, you kind of want to like fade it in, you know, and then like fade out the mic.
Thank you, Jack. I'm on the keys now. It's all quite exciting and new to me. I'm going to hit all you late night listeners with a massive change of pace here. Are we playing right now?
No, yeah, we are.
We are.
You should like pause that and okay. Then go to the next one. But it doesn't matter because the aux is down.
All right, well, great. So here it goes,
Introduce
folks.
Introduce the song.
This is a song very much more mellow, but just as good, called River by Leon Bridges. Here you go. That's not the song, folks. Here we go.
Been traveling these wide roads for so long. My heart's been far from you, 10,000 miles gone. Oh, I wanna come near and give you every part of me, but there's blood on my hands and my lips are unclean. In my darkness, I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good Lord, and He'll wipe your slate clean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. I'll go. Take me to your river. I wanna know. Dip me in your smooth waters. I go in as a man with many crimes. Come up for air as my sins flow down the Jordan. Oh, I wanna come near and give you every part of me, but there's blood on my hands and my lips are unclean. Take me to your river. I wanna go. Oh, go on. Take me to your river. I wanna know.
Thank you. Hello, this is Jack here. Up next is a song called Redbone by the one and only Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino. I have this album. This is a great album, Awaken My Love. It's pretty different in terms of Gambino and rap, but it's great, so here we go. Sorry about that.
You
Hello, it's Jack once again. I'm here to read you a public service announcement. Is that what PSA stands for? I think so. Okay, here we go. Broccoli is playing now. Oh, because I'm reading. Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own! Exclamation point. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too! Exclamation point. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there on the website, that is. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos! Exclamation point. That's PETA.org. Have a good day. Night.
Hello, this is Allie, and this is Self Control by Frank Ocean.
In my hand, she trying to leave with me. Goddamn. Say that I can get that pussy easily. Goddamn. Say that I can hit that shit so greasily.
So that's still broccoli. But
oh, I thought we were. Oh, okay.
you gotta click self control. Okay, and then fade up. Turn aux one on. Turn aux. No. Oh yeah. Sorry, that's aux one. And then fade it up.
Last night, give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shine on the last night? Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin, where's the white? You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there. Wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me.
Like never, 'cause I made you your self-control, and you made me lose my self-control, my self-control.
Keep a place. Between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place for me. It's nothing, it's nothing. It's nothing, it's nothing.
Night, night, night.
Swear and other things.
We're practicing with the phones. Okay, Bridget.
Bridget, hello?
Hi.
And turn up the volume.
I'm a caller in WMFO.
Wow, here she is. It's Bridget.
She on the air?
Yeah. She's on the air, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's there.
Okay, nice. What's up, Bridget?
Not much. I would like to give a shout out to my favorite Midwestern listener, Eric.
I can't hear her through
this. Hi, Eric.
I don't know why I can't hear her.
I don't know.
Like, I can hear through, like, your headphones.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I am on the air. I can hear them all.
Okay.
Okay, but that was easier than we thought it would be.
Right.
Sorry, listeners. Hi, Jess.
Wait, I want to try to figure out why you can't. Can you hear her?
I can't.
Bridget?
Hi, buddy.
Hi. Okay. Wait, I'm trying to figure this out. Okay. It's fine. It's whatever. Okay. So we're going to hang up on Bridget now, and we're going to turn back on aux one. So just basically press fade her out and then press off, and we're going to keep on playing the Mac DeMarco.
Walk on the outside, holding a hand. Somewhat familiar, her and her man. But it just can't be. Look at all the steps that brought you where you are.
And we have a caller. Did I do that right?
Yes, certainly.
So Bridget's coming on the air now. Hello, Bridget.
Wait, someone's calling the other line.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone? Oh, you're not on. You're on now. Hello.
Hi, everybody. I have a revision to make to my previous call.
I can't hear
Eric is my favorite listener currently in the Midwest. Sam, I know you're from Ohio, and you're my favorite too.
I can't hear it.
That's all.
Headphones. Hold on. Okay, Bridget?
I think we lost her.
Did we? She hung up. Okay, well, we have another caller. So why don't you try to pick that one up?
Hello?
Hello?
Is anybody there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you please? It's Pete. We're calling in to hear from Pete. Hello?
Sorry.
Hello? You're on the air. Please don't swear.
Can you hear us?
Who's there? Who's calling in?
It's Sonia.
Can we talk to Pete?
Oh, you want to talk to Pete? Sure, yeah. 1 second.
We were...
Oh, my God. Guys, I can't believe you called. I'm so embarrassed. I was only kidding.
We're really, really feeling inspired by your show tonight. Would love to hear more about the message behind the tunes you're playing.
Oh, wow. Behind all the tunes, I've only played one tune so far, but I'd say overall, how would we describe the theme of today?
The theme is like
Mellow Monday.
Mellow Monday.
Mellow Monday.
With a little spice.
With a little spice. That's what I'm getting from the experts.
Winter time. It should have been a snow day.
Today, I saw a snow owl, so.
Tell the story here.
I was walking down. Oh, yeah. I was walking down the street admiring our beautiful moon. It's a almost full moon, and I turn the corner and I see a majestic snow owl just floating through the air, and I spent about 5 minutes staring that sucker down in the tree, and I was late for our meeting.
If you had to guess which building it lives in, where would you say it lived?
Oh my gosh.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Thanks, Sanj. Sanj is one of the most talented engineers we have on campus, a civil engineer, knows all about Japan, and a Hill Hall resident, one of the best dorms on campus, Hill Hall, Hill 3. We really appreciate you calling in. Are you alone, or is it just you?
I was with a friend who is walking away, actually, when you asked that question.
Okay, you were by yourself.
Thank you for the endorsement. I really appreciate that. That's actually why I called in.
Okay, well, we appreciate you calling in. I don't know how to work the phone. I think if you hang up, that you'll probably go away. I think this went really well, though.
So,
in order to turn her off, you slide that down and then press off.
Okay, bye, Sanj. You made my whole week. Thank you.
You want to turn back on the music.
Bye.
So, press play on here.
Boop.
Play.
so strange. You used to buy, I used to moan. Strange. In the midnight hour, you came alive.
I was looking for my crystal ball.
I was busy trying to charm that snake.
When the sun came up, we had no place to hide.
And you had to tell your friends that my fangs were fake.
I just had to.
Oh.
Well, you and I both know our seas are falling.
Used to kiss me in your bed sheets, just rattling your chains.
Well, back then, baby, it didn't seem so strange.
Well, even when one is dead and gone, it still takes two to make a house a home.
Well, I'm as lonesome as the catacombs. I hear you call my name, but no one's there.
Except if you're in the air.
Yes. You and I both know that the house is haunted. Yeah, you and I both know that the ghost is you. Used to walk around screaming or slamming on them doors.
Well, I'm all grown up now.
All right, it is 9:56, and you are listening to WMFO Medford, Preserve Jams.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
So we just had an amazing time with our trainees. Ooh. Now you should go and check them out on their shows, which will be coming this semester or next semester. So, you know, thanks for tuning in to all our friends and family and lovers. Thank you to everyone. You're the reason that we can keep this thing going. You're the reason I do this. It's for you guys. It's all for you guys. So thanks for listening. I hope you tune in next week because it's going to be lit again. So now Peter is going to tune us out with one of the song or any song he wants, really.
Whatever's playing.
Happy Valentine's Day. Remember to thank your friends for being lovely, if they're girls or if they're guys. Do you want to start the song over, though? Just because
it's
amazing. Here we go. It's Fleet Foxes.
Thank you.
tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn around